Welcome, everybody, and welcome back. If you're rejoining us, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a great guest for us this afternoon. We're going to be talking about an incredibly important program to support veterans here in the state of Wisconsin. Before we get to that, a bit more of breaking news this afternoon. If you haven't heard it already, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered hundreds of the U.S. military's generals and admirals to gather on short notice and without a stated reason at a Marine Corps base in Virginia next week, sowing confusion and alarm after the Trump administration's firing of numerous senior leaders this year. They don't even know where they're going to house these folks. It's not like a general comes by himself or herself. It's the general, a few of their right and left-hand men and women, plus their attachés, their assistants. I mean, we're talking over 1,000-plus people. They don't even know where they're going to be housed. It's sort of insane, if you really want to know my opinion about it. Here's what the order stated. Quote, all general officers in command grade 07 through 010 and their general officer senior enlisted advisors are directed to attend within operational constraints. Again, here's the point. Each commander typically travels with his senior enlisted advisor and a few lower ranking military aides, meaning the total group of people traveling for the summit could seemingly exceed 1,000. Here is the other thing about this. You think there might be a small security concern if you're putting all of your top generals in one known location for a big meeting? I don't know. Maybe something to be worried about. A lot of folks are expressing deep concerns about what this means. I've heard reports that people are concerned about additional mass firings, as well as the idea, unconfirmed reports, that there may be discussion of initiating martial law if indeed the federal government shuts down because Donald Trump and the MAGA regime in Washington, D.C. refuse to meet with Democrats whose sole demand to fund the government is that they simply put back the tax credits and the subsidies for the Affordable Care Act, you know, so millions of Americans don't lose their health care. And they won't even talk to us. So we've got that going on. Again, we'll keep you updated here at Civic Media. It is also, of course, Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text to win contest. It's been going on all this week. It'll go on next week. Each day you can win up to $200 in cash as well as gold jewelry. And of course, there's one big grand prize, 2 club level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota on November 23rd at noon, plus a gas card to get you there and back, a $1,500 value. All you have to do to get entered to win is text in the word that I'm about to give you via the Civic Media app. Don't do it the old fashioned way. Go get the Civic Media app from wherever you get your apps from. It is free. And then text in this word right now. Get it in before the 6 o'clock hour hits. Bank. B-A-N-K, bank, as in Civic Media wants to give you bank in our multi-state text-to-win contest. Good luck to everyone. With that, it is my privilege to introduce all of you to my next guest, State Senator Jeff Smith, representing the Fighting District 31 since 2019, serving Chippewa, Eau Claire, and Troy counties. We're here to talk about the Wisconsin Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Senator, I've had guests on before discussing this with me. It looked like there was a glimmer of hope after Republicans refused to greenlight less than $2 million in funding in the state biennium budget. Where do matters stand right now, Senator?
Well, let's be honest here. These facilities in Green Bay and Eau Claire, I mean Chippewa Falls, are empty. It's too late. They've let this go too long. The responsible VA workers there made sure that the veterans that were there have moved on to other places where they could help be housed and hopefully actually get some help with their recovery. But it's still not the same as what they were getting.
Yeah, it is shameful. Again, folks, to understand what has happened here, Republicans blocked the funding for this. Governor Evers put the funding in his biennial budget. It is less than $2 million, which sounds and is a lot for regular people, but in the context of the state budgets, is but a drop in the bucket. Republicans blocked funding for this during the budget process. And now Democrats have proposed a clean bill that would provide this funding. Republicans have an alternative bill, but it's loaded down with a bunch of other Republican priorities, so it's dead in the water. Senator, I don't understand. What are your Republican colleagues? What is their excuse for not supporting a clean bill that was proposed by Democrats? I just don't understand.
I don't understand either, Maggie. You know, on the floor at the budget, we did propose an amendment as well that included that. They all voted against that. Yeah. So then we chose to go the route of just a clean bill with just this $1.9 million that would at least kept this these facilities going for another year. And that has been ignored. We can't get a hearing. We can't get anything out of the Republicans. And then, of course, Senator Jacques, submitted this other bill that had a couple of other what we might call poison pills to the Republicans. I mean, I'd be happy to get all three things done that are in his bill, but the Republicans are not interested at all. So why we can't just, and like, you know, you said it, Maggie, out of a $100 billion budget, $1.9 million is a drop in the bucket.
This is one of the things that just boggles my mind. Folks, if you're just joining us, I've got as a special guest this half hour, State Senator Jeff Smith of Senate District 31. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. As of September 30th, in 4 days, the leases will officially end. The last resident left about 2 weeks ago. These facilities are empty. These are homes that help house unhoused veterans in the Fox Valley region. There was one in Chippewa Falls and another in Green Bay. Those officially closed on September 12th. I'm reading reports that Wisconsin has approximately 350 to 400 homeless veterans. These two facilities offered respectively 48 and 17 beds. This is not capacity that we can lose. It's not like we have more beds for unhoused veterans than we have unhoused veterans. We've had to send some of these veterans to other states to get housing, which to me is such a failure of frankly Republicans in this state to do what they should be doing to honor our servicemen and women who have protected our freedoms for so long. Has there been any articulated reason from Republicans that you know of, Senator, for why they won't vote for the clean bill that will restore this meager $1.9 million, this drop in the bucket funding for this program?
Yeah, they won't respond to our questions about our bill. But they instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Now, what they're suggesting from the very beginning is that, well, the governor didn't push it hard enough. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them to do this. You know, we got a 12-4 majority in the Joint Finance Committee. It's entirely up to them to be able to do that. They could have done that.
This smacks of such doublespeak, right? Republicans, if it doesn't make you a patriot to put an American flag pin on your lapel. What proves to constituents that you truly care about this country is that you support our veterans. We've seen hemming and hawing in Washington, D.C. about properly funding the VA. We've seen enormous cuts to VA services as well as facilities here in the state of Wisconsin by the Trump administration. Those will continue under the big, brutal bill as the impacts of that are felt throughout the country. Here's what I'm reading accounts that Senator Eric Wimberger, a Republican out of Oconto, has said that Governor Evers should use funding a portion to a veterans trust fund to fill the gap or to use money that the legislature directed for other measures in the budget. He insists that Evers can just easily solve the problem by redirecting money around. This is absolute garbage, is it not, Senator Smith?
It is. They must think that that we have a governor named Trump here, because and we don't. You don't just make these things up of how to govern. They should know, and they know that once money is designated for certain things, that's where it goes. You can't just automatically shift, and especially the governor can't do that. That is not within his jurisdiction. That is up to the legislature. Our job is to manage the funding and to move it when needed. We could do that. We could do it, but the governor can't. So that it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
Yeah, it is. I know a wee bit about this, having worked in government for a long time myself, and it is actually illegal. Once you have appropriated and apportioned funds in our state budget process, the governor has no power to magically move some dollars from over here to over there. That's just not how government budgeting works. Senator Wimberger of Oconto knows that. So does Representative Voss. So does Senator Lemahieu. And Republicans control our legislature. The legislature has the power of the purse. Yeah. They could solve this problem. They could fully fund the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program, which is not just housing, as I understand it, though that is one of the key components of this program. Senator, tell us briefly what other services are involved in this that Republicans in this state apparently think veterans don't deserve anymore.
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up, Maggie, and I was hoping we could talk about this, because before housing in the program, it's recovery. It is about recovery. Yes, they need some housing as well, but it is about that absolute responsibility we have as a society to be sure that our veterans, who have we've put them through the worst of times, the worst things they have to see, and many of them need recovery when they get back from all sorts of things, even if it's addiction. It is our responsibility to be sure that they have that the services needed to make sure that they can live a quality life from there on. And, you know, there's a statistic out there that about 30% of homeless are veterans, and only 6% of our society serve in the services. That's just not acceptable.
It is absolutely not acceptable. This remains an issue that will continuously befuddle me. This should be an area that should be easy to have bipartisan agreement. Republicans continue to lie about the funding for the Veterans Recovery and Housing Program. We're going to continue this discussion. It's so very important, with State Senator Jeff Smith. What you can do about it, and what Senator Jeff Smith is trying to do with Democrats in this state to make sure that your voice isn't drowned out by corporations and billionaires when it comes to our electoral process. That and so much more coming up next. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us, 855-752-4842.